like I'm not out of bed yet. Oh, 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 the sun is warm, but my blanket's warmer.
You got the time, bud? 3 minutes to six.
I left my old woman still sleeping. Oh, the air is sweet, but my woman's sweeter.
What time is it? 1 minute to six.
All night I was walking the baby. Why? Oh, his eyes are blue, but her eyes are blue.
What time is it now, bud? 6 o'clock, will ya?
Baby, hurry up!
24 hours!
Hey, why don't you look where you're going? You'd think it was your first time in New York.
It is!
New York, New York, New York, New York, New York. It's a hell of a town. We've got one day here and not another minute to see the famous sights.
We'll find the romance and danger waiting in it beneath the Broadway lights.
But we've hair on our chests, so what we like the best are the nights.
Sights, sights, sights.
New York, New York, a hell of a town. The Bronx is up, but the battery's down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a hell of a town.
It says here there are 20,000 streets in New York City, not counting McDougal Alley in the heart of Greenwich Village, a charming thoroughfare filled with...
Here we go again.
The famous places to visit are so many, or so the guidebooks say. I promised Daddy I wouldn't miss it any, and we have just one day. Gotta see the whole town right from Yonkers on down to the bay.
In just one day, New York, New York, a visitor's place, where no one lives on account of the pace, but 7 million are screaming for space. New York, New York, it's a visitor's place!
Hey, look who's coming back! Tom and Andy!
Hey, Tom, Andy! Hey, fellas, how was your day in New York?
Wonderful! I don't remember a thing!
Awful! I remember everything!
Manhattan women are dressed in silk and satin, or so the fellas say. There's just one thing that's important in Manhattan. When you have just one day, gotta pick up a date.
Maybe 7 or 8
on your way. In just one day,
New York, New York, New York,
hell of a town.
The Bronx,
the Bronx,
the battery's down. People ride in a hole in the ground.
New York, New York,
New York,
New York, New York,
New York,
New York.
It's a hell of a town.
Good morning, and welcome to Wall to Wall with me, your host, Shelley Wiener. I'll be with you till noon. Every week, we have a theme at Wall to Wall. And this week's theme, as it was last week, is New York City. This is the time of year, I'm talking to you in December of 2014. This is the time of year when New York City gets particularly wonderful, particularly beautiful, and we want to celebrate that. And I'm a native New York City kid, a G from B from Brooklyn. And you might be out there as a native New Yorker who's moved up to the beautiful Hudson Valley, but there's something about New York City that really does get under your skin. And just hearing that music, New York, New York, from On the Town, music by the very young Leonard Bernstein and his collaborators doing the lyrics, Abedi Condon and Adolph Green, reminds you of the exuberance of New York and how people who've never been there really want to go there. And people who live there go, I got to get out of here. And you never quite leave. At least that's the way it is for me. And I was reminded of just how wonderful New York can be in the recent past over Thanksgiving and the life, sometimes more life than you want, but the amazing life. We took our little new dog there and he was completely fascinated, made a big hit. But it reminded me of just how wonderful New York can be. New York, New York, it's a hell of a town. So we are celebrating New York in New York City in music. Music about New York City or by people who are associated with New York City. So last week I had Lou Reed and Tom Waits and just whole bunches of people who are either living in New York, have lived in New York, or from New York, write about New York. Because if it sounds good, it probably is very good. And that's what we celebrate here on Wall to Wall. Welcome.
You were shedding sand. I was laying beside you with your head without a pillow. I would have given you mine, but I couldn't let you go. I could tell you were dreaming, and I knew it couldn't.
You know.
not sad like you. No, I'm not sad like you.
Everybody.
of my absolute favorite songs. I don't know what it is about that version of Birdland by the Manhattan Transfer. And props to Tim Hauser, who passed, who's the founder of the Manhattan Transfer. He died back in the middle of October. You hear him doing, you know, that little part where he goes, He's the ultimate hipster, right? Little hat, the whole thing. But Birdland is a very special, was a very special place in New York City back in the 40s and 50s. A club on 52nd Street. And 52nd Street, Billy Joel, I had him singing the 52nd Street on the show before this, last week. And it was a place where jazz clubs were, and Birdland was where, you know, all the heavy-duty people would go to play. And sadly, gone. That whole street is completely transformed, was transformed a long time ago. But just hearing that and hearing those voices on the Manhattan Transfer, Cheryl Benteen and Janice Siegel and Tim Hauser and I'm forgetting your name now, Alan. But those are the essential. Alan Paul. Sorry. Great, just great. They made great music, and Birdland is the quintessential in some ways New York jazz kind of thing, and the Village Vanguard and all those places in New York City. We are saluting New York City here. That's our theme. Second of probably three shows that we're doing here on Wall to Wall, and I'm your host Shelley Wiener. I'll be with you till noon. It's December of 2014 when I'm recording this, but it's always a good time, especially this time of the year, to give to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA. I am broadcasting from high atop beautiful Columbia Street in downtown Hudson, New York. Please give at WGXC.org/donate. You could be a sustaining member, too. We love you for that. Whatever you can give, we love it. So you can hear the crazy music that we're playing here. And as long as I'm saluting New York, oh, before that, by the way, before Manhattan Transfer, it was Steven Jerzak with a song called Goodnight Central Park. I don't even know if he says Central Park in there, but a song about New York. But here's a song very much about New York and very particular in where it's, what it's talking about, by one of the quintessential New Yorker. He was a fixture of the cabaret scene for many, 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 many years. And Bobby Short, who had his place at, the Cafe Carlyle. Sorry about that. The Cafe Carlyle at the Carlyle Hotel, he was a fixture. He's the ultimate sophisticated New York cabaret, very soigné and all that kind of stuff. And he'll take Manhattan.
Summer journeys to Niagara and to other places aggravate all our cares. We'll save our fares. I've a cozy little pad in what is known as Old Manhattan. We'll settle down right here in town. We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms us so. Where balmy breezes blow to and fro. And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding the great big city. a wondrous toy made for a girl and a boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an isle of joy. Da 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 da. It's lovely going through, through the zoo. We'll go to Coney and eat bologna on a roll. Through Central Park we'll stroll, where that first kiss we stole, soul to soul. We'll have some babies, they will see AB's Irish Rose. Maybe they'll live to see it close. The city's glamour we'll never spoil, the dreams of a boy and girl. We'll turn Manhattan into an isle of. We'll have Manhattan, Bronx, and Fire Island too. It's lovely going.
We understand each other now, don't we? And well, that sweet family life you wanted here, it ain't happening, sister. Not after what Porgy done. And even if you do somehow beat the rap this time, sooner or later somebody gonna slip up, rat him out. Or they gonna put two and two together, figure out it was him what did it, and they gonna lock him up under the jail. Or hang him. Happens all the time. And you helped him too, didn't you? Of course you did. What you think they gonna do when they find that out? Oh, Bess, let the big city, the big bright city, give you a fresh start. And when you arrive, why, you can tell folks it was old sport life what helped you get there. Days a boat that's leaving soon for New York. Come with me, that's where you belong, sister. You and me can live that high life in New York. Come with me, there you can't go wrong, sister. You buy you the swellest mansion up on the upper Fifth Avenue. And through Harlem you'll go strutting, you'll go a-strutting, and there'll be nothing too good for you. You'll dress the rich in silks and satins, just like the pair of stylers. And all the blues you'll be forgetting, you'll be forgetting. There'll be no fretting, just nothing but smiles. Come along with me, that's the place. Don't be a fool, come along. Come along. There's a boat that's leaving soon for
David Alan Greer from Porgy and Bess. There's a boat that's leaving soon for New York. And now, Grace Jones. The apple stretching.
The sun comes swaggering across the harbor and kisses the lady waiting in the narrows. And she already plenty shaky stands there, blushing, clutching the torch of liberty. Uptown Luigi, who don't speak English so good, is having an accident, backing his dump truck into the fence. Down.
the inimitable Grace Jones, the apple stretching from, I think, a great CD, Living My Life. The sun comes swaggering across the harbor and kisses the lady waiting in the narrows, and she already plenty shaky stands there, blushing, clutching the torch of liberty. Uptown Luigi, who don't speak English so good, is having an accident, backing his dump truck into the fence. The tin cans go clattering down the lane. A drowsy bum thinks it's thunder and pulls the news over his head to stop the rain. No, it ain't Judgment Day. No, it ain't Armageddon. It's just the apple stretching and yawning, just mourning, New York putting its feet on the floor. It's just the apple stretching and yawning, just mourning, New York putting its feet on the floor. That's pretty darn good. Grace Jones. Grace Jones. And before that, David Alan Greer from a recent Broadway production of George Gershwin's Porgy and Bess. George Gershwin and his brother, native New Yorkers. And there's a boat that's leaving soon for New York. And we started out with Bobby Short singing Manhattan by Rodgers and Hart. And if I would really get my mind together, I can tell you exactly what Broadway show that's from, but I can't right now. But you are listening to this show, which is Wall to Wall, come with you every Friday from 11 a.m. to noon. We have some headlines, and then we have 2 hours of Jared's Sugar Shack, and you won't want to miss it because he's got a theme, and every week we have a theme, and this week's theme is New York City, as it was last week, and it will be for maybe another show because there's so many good songs about New York. But, you know, I know how people feel about New York sometimes. It's just crowded and can be dirty. It can be maddening because another 100 people just got off of the train, another 100 people just got off of the train, and another 100 people just got off of the
Another 100 people just got off of the train and came up through the ground pile. Another 100 people just got off of the bus and are looking around at another 100 people who got off of the plane and are looking at us who got off of the train and the plane and the bus maybe yesterday. It's a city of strangers. Some come to work, some to play. A city of strangers. Some come to stare, some to stay. And every day and the guarded parks, by the rusty fountains and the dusty trees with the battered box, and they walk together past the postered walls with a crude remark. And they meet at parties through the friends of friends who they never know. Will you pick me up or do I meet you there? Shall we let it go? Did you get my message? 'Cause I looked in vain. Can we see each other Tuesday if it doesn't rain? Look, we'll call you in the morning. And another 100 people just got off of the train. It's a city of strangers. Some come to work, some to play. A city of strangers. Some come to stare, some to stay. And every day some go away. Or they find each other in the crowded streets and the guarded parks, by the rusty fountains and the dusty trees. And another 100 people just got off of the train. And another 100 people just got off of the train. And another 100 people just got off of the train. Another 100 people just got off of the train.
buy me a drink, and I'll tell you what I see. And I'll give you a bargain from the edge of a maniac's dream. That buys a black widow spider with a riddle in his yarn, that's clinging to the furrow of a blind man's brow. And I'll start talking from the brim of a thimbleful of whiskey on a train through the Bronx. It'll take you just as far as the empty of a bottle to the highway of a scar that stretched across the blacktop of my cheek like that, and then ducks beneath the brim of a fugitive's habit. You'll learn why liquor makes a stool pigeon right on every face that ever left his shadow down on St. Mark's Place. Hell, I'd double-cross my mother if it was whiskey that they paid. And so an early bird says nightsticks on the hit parade. And he ain't got a prayer and his days are numbered, and you'll track him down like a dog. But he's a tough customer you're getting in this trade, 'cause the nightstick's heart pumps lemonade, and whiskey keeps a blind man talking all right. And I'm the only one who knows just where he stayed last night. He was in a wrecking yard, in a switchblade storm, in a wheelbarrow with nothing but revenge to keep him warm. And a half $1 million in unmarked bills was a nightstick's blanket in a February chill. The buzzards drove a crooked sky beneath a black wing halo. He was dealing high Chicago in the mud and stacking the deck against a dragnet's eye. A shivering nightstick in a miserable heap with a siren for a lullaby, singing him to sleep. Bleeding from a buttonhole, torn by a slug, fired from the barrel of a $2 gun. Scorched a blister on the grip of a punk by now. He's learning what you have to pay to be a hero anyhow. In his gut with $100 bandage, a king's ransom for a bedspread that don't amount to nothing, just cobweb strings on a busted ukulele, and the nightstick leaned on a black shillelagh with a poison of a junkie's broken promise on his lip. Staggered in the shadows, screaming, I ain't never been afraid. And he shot out every street light down the promenade, past the frozen ham and eggers at the penny arcade, and throwing out handfuls of a blood-stained salary. They were dead in their tracks at the shooting gallery, and they fired off a 21-gun salute from a corner of his eye. He caught the alabaster arms of a dime a dance hall girl, and stuffed $1,000 bill in her blouse, and caught the cruel and unusual punishment of her smile. And the nightstick winked beneath a rain-soaked brim. Ain't no one seen hide nor hair of him see, no one except a spade on Rikers Island and me. Mad enough to listen to a full of whiskey blind man, and you're mad enough to look beyond where the bloodhound's there to go. And if you want to know where the nightstick's hiding out, will you be down at the ferry landing Oh, let's say about half past the nightmare, when it's twisted on a clock, and you tell him Nichols sent you. Whiskey always makes him talk. You ask for Captain Charon with a mud on his kicks. He's the skipper of the deadline steamer. And she sails from the Bronx across the River Styx. And a riddle's just a ticket for a dreamer. Weather vane sleeping and the moon turns his back. You crawl on your belly along a railroad track and cross your heart and hope to die and stick a needle in your eye. Cause he'd cut my bleeding heart out if he found out that I squealed. Cause you see, a scarecrow is just a hoodlum who marked the cards that he dealed and pulled a gypsy switch. Out on the edge of Potter's Field,
Waits, Potter's Field from Foreign Affairs, and before that from the original cast recording of Company, Another 100 People. You're listening to Wall to Wall, me, Shelley Wiener, and it's not Avenue of the Americas, it's 6th Avenue, please get it right. India Irie does.
From the Rockefeller Center to 5th Avenue, still my favorite place in the state is in bed with you. Central Park, the Village, and the Brooklyn Bridges, the hottest shoes in the world, the Fashion District, still my favorite place in the Empire State is in bed with you. I've been around the world and now I understand
there is nothing more
valuable than an honest friend.
There is nothing more
powerful than the warm hands of a man. I think you understand. Oh, I think you
you.
can go to Radio City or to Madison Square Garden. Listen to jazz at Lincoln Center. Visit the Apollo up in Harlem. But when it's all done and said, and I lay down my head, I wanna be next to you. 'Cause my favorite place in the Empire State is 6th Avenue.
India Irie, 6th Avenue. And I am coming to you from Columbia Street, which is not exactly 6th Avenue, but it's close enough. And my favorite place is to be with you every Friday between 11 and 12 here at Wall to Wall. I'm Shelley Wiener. I'm going to end this show about New York City with probably one of the famous songs about New York City from originally from a movie, Busby Berkeley. Ruby Keeler and Dick Powell and the kids at 42nd Street. But this is from the revival from the 1970s or 80s with Wanda Richard and Leroy Reams, 42nd Street. We'll see you next week. Have a great weekend.
Find a thoroughfare. It's the part of little old New York that runs into Times Square. A crazy quilt that Wall Street Jack built. If you've got a little time to spare, I want to take you there. Come and meet those dancing feet on the avenue I'm taking you to. Come and meet those dancing feet on the avenue I'm taking you to. 42nd Street, hear the beat of dancing feet. It's the song I